Coming up today on the show, we're going to talk some Disney news. We're going to look at some crowd stats from 2023, and we're going to discuss a little in-parks Disney game that you can play. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode 433 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam, and I am joined by John.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
Is that a Walt quote or a Marty Sklar quote?
Good question. Maybe I should have said it in the sense of, if we can dream it, we can do it. Then we have to say what attraction it was from.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas?
Epcot. I'm going to guess it came from Epcot.
Epcot's not an attraction.
No, I'm saying an Epcot attraction.
I'm narrowing
it down.
Theme park.
For those listening. Speaking of, we're talking about doing some kind of trivia thing, although it's really hard to do a trivia on podcasts, as we talked about, because...
So easy to cheat.
You can look up the answer very easily.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll just do a giveaway of some sort, though.
Well, if I was just going to ask you the questions and see how good your knowledge was.
Horizons.
You would have a timer for most of that, so you couldn't look it up.
Yeah, that's a good point. If I did it live. That's right. Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. Clack, 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 clack. Let me think real quick. Hang on. I'm still thinking.
All right. Ask that question louder into Siri here.
Yeah. Right. Now, I will say, AI is not probably going to be the greatest at trivia. That's actually a pretty good thing, is ask trivia questions to AI and see if it gets it right or not.
Interesting. We have to test that out.
Test its knowledge. See if we can break it.
Disney or in general?
Up Disney.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously, I think it can't do anything beyond like early 2022 or something, but anyway.
You mean anything newer?
Correct. Yes. That's what
2022.
Yeah, anything before 2022, nothing. No.
It doesn't know squat. It's like it was just born.
Yes. So a giveaway, if I was able to acquire one, that would be really cool. It's going to probably have 5-hour waits, is that new Figment popcorn bucket. Have you seen this?
Oh, gosh.
Have you heard about this?
No, but I did see where Blog Mickey like did a flashback, I think.
Yes. The previous bucket.
Yeah.
Which, that one is not as cool as this one, I gotta say. This one is basically the imagination building, like the pyramids, and it's clear, and Figment's inside of it, like sliding down a rainbow or something. But the popcorn, of course, they're showing like multicolored popcorn as well in it. But
rainbow popcorn.
Yeah. It looks awesome, actually. Like, this is the best popcorn bucket they've made, I think. Aside from that Skyliner bucket, which my son has two of those because he loves that one so much.
Somebody needs to tell Figment the world isn't all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. Why would Figment think anything different?
Good point, because he's a figment.
Exactly.
Our imaginations. He doesn't deal in the real world.
If he was in my imagination.
So life is all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. Depends on whose imagination you're in. As to how positive it is. Festival of the Arts starts the day before we go to Epcot. So.
Affectionately known as Farts.
Yes. Farts. But it's a cool popcorn bucket, I will say. I actually kind of want that one. So, that's...
Yet to see anything I would stand in line 5 hours for.
I wouldn't stand 5 hours for it. But it does look pretty cool. I will say that. It's an awesome bucket. I would pay twice as much on eBay for it if I really wanted it. I'm not gonna do that though.
I thought you meant to say I would sell it for twice as much on eBay.
Yeah.
And that's what you would do? No.
No, I wouldn't do that. Actually,
I heard a rumor about a spork one time.
I never sold a spork on eBay. I don't know why you keep bringing this up. I heard a rumor.
I didn't say it was legit. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Your rumor is false. Well, let's see. Speaking of Festival of the Arts, though, Disney released the full menus. Most of it looks about the same as previous years. Trying to think, there's a few new ones, probably.
So it's food and wine with art?
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I doubt I'm going to get the opportunity, but I really would like to go check out Festival Farts. Of Arts.
Yeah. It's a great festival.
Well, I was there.
Farts.
I was there very briefly, I think, one time for it.
It's probably the shortest festival, too, or one of them. Like,
I'm trying to think, when does it start?
Starts on the 12th.
Okay.
Friday, so, the 12th.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was probably there when it was going on, yeah. Because we were there for MLK weekend.
Yeah, that's usually when it starts, is right before that. But it ends, I think, February 20. It's like just over a month.
But that particular trip, the amount of time that I spent in Epcot was pretty much just to go to Coral Reef for dinner that night, because we had it. That was about all we had time to do.
Yeah.
And because we were close by, we did Nemo.
I see.
So I don't think I really got to any of the art part.
The art part. Yeah. I forgot when it is, but I think Flower and Garden Festival starts like February 25th or something. So
that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You can check out the menus online. It's more artsy looking food, obviously.
Yeah.
Usually it's a little pricier too per dish than the other festivals, but there's some really good ones if you look for them.
Obviously, I'm getting older because I just prefer it to be back the way it was when it was only food and wine.
Really? I like Flower and Garden. I think Flower and Garden might be my favorite.
I take that back. Flower and Garden was a thing, but it didn't include food and
right.
wine.
It was, right, exactly.
It was truly just Flower and Garden. That's what I meant.
Just like everything else, Disney knows where the money is. Once they find out,
right.
They will beat that to death.
Because really, what's taken place here is food and wine has just like taken over Festival of the Arts and Flower and Garden. It's like
right.
It's like forced its way into their festival, so to speak.
Yeah. So, what surprises me is how many restaurants are at Epcot that still do business and there's like a festival year-round now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to affect it, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really impact it that
enough.
Badly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
What do you say?
What are you going to say? What are you going to do? But I was going to say the deconstructed dish was one of my favorites just because it's the most unique. So they have a deconstructed BLT.
So deconstructed just means a BLT that's not put together?
Basically. So it's pork belly, onion bread pudding, watercress espuma. I don't know what that means.
Doesn't sound like any BLT I've ever heard of.
Tomato jam.
Okay.
So I guess that's the watercress is the lettuce part?
That's more like a deconstructed and then fancied up BLT. Yeah.
So it's not a sandwich either. It's like the parts are separated and different and, yeah. But I like that. They used to have deconstructed cheesecake thing, but now they have deconstructed key lime pie. Which looks interesting.
When you said that, in my mind, I was like deconstructed. Okay, so the bread's here.
Yeah. I mean, kind
bacon
of.
Bacon is here. The tomato. Lettuce. It's like I'm about to build a sandwich. That's what I had in my mind.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's just more gourmet than that. Here's the parts for your sandwich. Make your own sandwich.
It's pretty much. Just
and that'll be $10, please.
What I had in my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, essentially, that's what it is, but it's the bread is like bread pudding. The bacon is like a pork belly, like whatever, an onion jam, tomato paste, you know, like
whatever.
Anyway, there's cool stuff like that. All right, let's move on. What was some other news before I get to the stats?
Before I get to what?
Marathon.
Yeah, marathon. Yeah.
Crowds, like, you know, it's typical though. The crowds after New Year's still kind of hang around for the first few days of January. That's what we saw.
We're just barely out of the first week of January, right? So
yeah. And then marathon weekend is the past weekend as you're listening to this. January 5th.
One of your favorite attractions experienced downtime.
Yeah, I saw that.
For 2 days.
Country Bear Jamboree. Does that mean they're taking it offline early, unexpected?
It could be messing with it, or it could just be...
Something broke, probably.
Possibly. And they may have been neglecting it a little bit because they planned on making some adjustments. And
here's an interesting question. Is maintenance really slipping that badly, or do we just know about every time anything breaks down?
It could be a little of both, really.
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
I think certain attractions just don't get the love because of priority.
Yeah, I think that's totally it. Like, Country Bear Jamboree is probably barely even...
It's probably low on the list.
Yeah, they barely sweep the floor. The speakers needed to be upgraded, like, 10 years ago, and they... You can barely hear the show. It's so quiet.
And didn't Carousel have, like, a backdrop fall or something here recently? It was something like that.
Yeah, something...
You could see daylight or something.
They've had all kinds of issues there, yeah. Anything that's old, they barely do anything.
Carousel's had several issues, though, Carousel Project.
It has. Yeah, a lot of hands falling off, animatronics, stuff like that.
His hand fell off.
Yeah. He was pretty old. It's true, though.
Well, he is an older animatronic. I doubt they've updated any of those animatronics. Yeah.
Disney Plus subscribers can receive free dining.
Yes, I was going to mention that, yes.
Right. I mean, it's package offers.
No discount.
Room discount.
No room discount can be included.
Can be combined or anything like that. And you have to purchase a 4-night, 4-day package in order to get it. It says July 1st through September 30th.
There's always at least a little bit of a catch. It's still a decent deal, but it's not as good as it looks on the headline. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And as we'll dig in here towards the latter end here of the show, summer remains to be the best time to go, I think, overall. If you're looking for low crowds, and this is, you can tell because they keep throwing these pretty big discounts and unique discounts. Like this one is a summer one. The other one, the other big one was a 35% room discount, which I know annual pass holders got. There was some other, wasn't there one for, there's some kind of discount, like stay longer and save, I saw, for any guest. But annual pass holders got a 35%, and it wasn't really limited to resort. Like, you know how back in the Chapek days, it was like two rooms the furthest away from civilization, get a discount on 10% if it's a value.
Okay.
Like,
I get what you're saying.
On moderates and like 20 on deluxe or something like that.
Yeah. Just a slight exaggeration.
Yeah. And it was the fourth Tuesday of every third week in the month that has five Sundays, something like that.
Okay.
Basically. Right.
You know that scene in Austin Powers when they say that's enough about the different... Yeah, you've said enough.
It's not the way to get ahead in life.
Yes, exactly.
Jamie wasn't more headstrong. He'll never be the head of a major corporation.
You don't need to go into it.
Anyway, my point is...
Yeah.
This is broader than that, so they're definitely throwing more out there because attendance is not going to be as big during the late spring and summer in particular.
Well, this one's interesting because the deep room discounts were spring, summer, and really technically fall.
Early fall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, early fall.
And it's discounts that they normally would give to pass holders that they're actually giving to everybody, right? 35% off you usually only saw for AP, but they're giving it to the general public. Now, of course, the 35% would be deluxe resorts. Obviously, the moderate and... value resorts, the discount is not as heavy.
Yeah.
But there will still be one.
It's still higher than it used to be, though.
Right.
Which is much
higher better. Than in the last few, 2 or 3 years, we'll say, for sure. So there is that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I really think it kind of boils down to the reason that summer has been a little shorter. I say shorter on attendance maybe than in the past. It still isn't bad. It still gets pretty busy. It's kind of hit or miss during the summer is what it is.
Yeah.
And with no longer, with park reservations not really being a factor, there's no telling what it's going to look like now. You could get lucky and there'd be a super slow day somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But before, park reservations kind of told the tale of what the day was going to be like.
Yeah.
I think it influenced people to go more often, or at least make the reservations more often, because they felt like they had to. Like they couldn't just go on a whim,
right?
You know, type deal.
Right.
So,
yeah. I would say for the folks out there who might be thinking this is my once in a couple of year trip, go in the summer, get this discount. It's going to be really the best pricing overall you're going to get, because the room rates are lower anyway. And then on top of that, this discount is going to make it pretty good. If you're really wanting a good discount, my hunch is next year, next summer, is going to be even better than this, because Epic Universe is opening and Disney has nothing to answer that with. Absolutely nothing, except discount.
At the moment. Yeah.
The only thing they can do to combat it is huge discounts.
Right.
That's it.
What they have to throw out as far as new has kind of come to a head for the moment, don't we think? I mean,
yeah. Which did we really talk about that a lot last week? I know we kind of previewed stuff that was coming this year. The big one, of course, being Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's like the one they're going to market the most this year.
Right.
Which, who knows when it's going to open, though. But
yeah, I watched an update, like a video, a little earlier this evening, actually.
Yeah, you mean the progress.
On Tiana, yeah. And it's got a lot of scaffolding still out.
Yeah.
So
did we also talk about that rumor that Bob Iger recently visited there at Magic Kingdom and walked through it or rode through it? I don't know. I guess not rode through it, probably walked through it. His comment was, quote, "This is boring."
Well, you know, I remember reading what the story was going to be for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and I kind of had a similar feeling, actually. The story itself is not very interesting, just what they prefaced it with. I can't remember the specifics right now. We might probably could find it. But
I mean, here's the thing for me. It's the ride is fun in terms of the layout, the drops, the sequencing of things. All you really have to do is have a decent story progression, a lot of music and songs from the movie that gets you kind of in a fun mood, and then do the same kind of progression that Splash Mountain had, where you go up the hill, like, oh, and then you go down, and then, oh, you made it through, and this is great, we're celebrating you.
Well,
it's not that hard, I don't think, but
Splash Mountain, once upon a time, I would have called it the quintessential Disney ride. And here's the reason why, is because it told a good story. It had some thrills in it. It had the dark ride aspects in it.
It
kind of really was a culmination of what Disney does.
Mm-hmm. Excellent theming.
Yeah.
You know, really good detail.
Yeah.
A good progression of a story from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Thrills.
If you're going to replace that, you really need to bring it. As far as what you do with...
Yeah.
As far as how you do it, I guess.
Well,
Tiana is actually a very good product or a very good IP to do this with, but you can still screw it up with the wrong story, you know?
Yeah. I don't understand why Disney has shied away from retelling the movie. Like, the Dark Rides used to be like, oh, we're following the plot of the movie or whatever. Now it's like, oh, this is after...
It's like 90% of Fantasyland.
Like, Galaxy's Edge now is, oh, this is our own Star Wars story. It's like, but the guests would probably want to relive an actual, like, something they've seen on the big screen, right? Versus,
right.
Oh, let's make up our own little story that's kind of like what you want to see.
I don't think it's
set in a weird time, and it's, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think right now the Imagineers in Disney is overcomplicating the formula for doing things, right?
Why not follow the movie? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When it comes to using IP, people want familiarity. When it comes to just making a good attraction, make it original. I mean, that's really all you have to do. Make original ones, and if the IP, if you're going to make IP-based ones, make them familiar. You know, don't go in a new direction with the IP. That's basically what the fan base wants.
Yeah. I feel like they're taking a bigger risk by trying to tell a sequel story without having a movie to back it up or like any, I don't know.
Yeah. And here's another thing that gets me. They're actually pretty bad about the timing of bringing the IP to an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So say for instance, what was the year that Frozen was released? Wasn't it like 2013? The original one?
Right.
And Norway got converted by what, 16?
Yeah, I think it was 16.
So I mean we're talking almost 4 years from the moment the movie was released to get an attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a very good turnaround time in my opinion.
No.
You know?
This one's like 15 years if you wanna.
Yeah, Tiana, right? Exactly. And Little Mermaid, it was how many years before it got a dark ride?
30, 20, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Well, let's see, when did that attraction, if you count Disneyland, it was opened by 2012, because I wrote it there 22 years, 3 years.
We were talking about, 2024. Yeah, this is all they've got for the next, 5 years, is Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
They're going to do something with Dino Land.
When?
Well, I didn't say when. I just said they're going to do something.
It's still blue sky at the moment.
We know, they've named a lot of things. How long it's going to take to bring any of that to fruition is another story.
Yeah.
If I go in 2024, it would only be because Tiana's is open.
Yeah.
Because there's literally nothing else new I haven't done, I don't think.
I mean, other than
small things. Journey of Water. I haven't done that yet, but you've done that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not like, let's book my once-in-a-lifetime trip to go see Journey of Water.
And it was never meant to be a e-ticket.
No,
it's meant to be an addition. I was glad to see it because it's been a long time since I've done something non-e-ticket.
Right. Good point.
You know.
But I wonder if anybody still goes in there anymore.
I don't know. It's interesting. We might could see what the...
I'm going to check it out in a couple of weeks, or actually next week, and see if...
I mean, I haven't been personally, but I still want to go, and I think I would enjoy it. I mean, I know James, my brother, they went, and of course, they have a 3-year-old.
Oh, I'm sure he loved it, yeah.
He had fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a fun thing. I think it's... I hope it hangs around for a while, because I think it's a needed part.
It's very good storytelling. I do worry that the problem will be maintenance, because I'm sure some of those things will require quite a bit of maintenance. And
yeah, the Journey of Water, that's the reason why they couldn't put the fountain back, right? Because they're...
Yeah, they put all the water...
They use all the water there.
Yeah, exactly. The water journeyed over there to Journey of Water.
It's just in a different place, the Journey of Water. Journey. Yeah.
Yeah. But they've had so many issues with those lights in the new World Celebration area. That it's like, wow, you know.
Speaking of which, I actually heard this from my kid, so I don't know if it's a rumor or what, but the live action Moana that they plan on doing, right?
Yeah.
You heard about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, I guess because this one's been done a lot sooner than most of the converts from animation to live action, but The Rock is going to actually play Maui in this.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's mm-hmm. obviously since he's able. But that's all I've heard about casting, right? So,
right. Yeah, I know he talked about it. I saw a video of him talking about it somewhere. Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would. I mean, obviously, he's kind of built like Maui.
Right.
He has the tats and...
He's probably built better than Maui, really.
Right. He's definitely in good shape.
Yeah. What I was going to say, though, is... One thing I thought about whenever I heard about this, I was thinking, what are they going to do with Tamatoa? That would be interesting to see how they pull that off in live action.
I'm sure it'll be a big CG character.
Yeah.
Will it still be the guy from Flight of the Conchords? I forgot
his name. I can't think of it either.
I forgot his name.
He's always funny, though.
Jermaine Clement?
Right? Yes, that is it. Jermaine Clement. Yes, that's him.
He was really
always funny. Yeah.
Yes, very funny guy.
Voice wise, he sounds a lot like what's the guy from the IT Crowd? They sound similar to me when I
know. I can't think of his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he acted in Soul. He was one of the...
Right.
They were all called Jerry. That's what it was. He was one of the Jerrys, except for the one Terry. So, yeah. Anyway, we're getting a little off course here.
I know we are. Richard something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can't think of his name. So, room discounts, I would say, go anywhere from May to, like, September.
Yeah.
That's a great time to go. Spring break's probably going to be busy. So,
yep.
If there's no other major news, let's talk about the stats for the 2023 attendance crowd levels.
Yeah.
Because I saw this big post about it. And comparing 2022 to 2023, so overall the crowds were about 15, almost 16% lower 2023 overall than 2022. But if you look at the graph here, the spikes are about the same. So it's pretty predictable, at least over the last 2 years. And it looks like 2024 is starting the same way, although we're pretty early in 2024. But basically, the very first couple weeks of the year, attendance was high but dropping because of the holidays. There was a few kind of mid-level weeks in January, late February, it starts to spike back up for spring break. There's a little dip in early March, but then it spikes back up from March to like mid-April, and then really May to like September is pretty darn good in terms of crowd level. It's like being kind of moderate.
What are you using to base the crowd level
on? So this was all
Dreamlands.
No, this was, looks like WDW Passport had the data.
I thought you were using maybe like a Touring Plans crowd calendar.
I think, it wasn't that. It was also, what's the other one, the Thrill Data? What is it called? Thrill Data? The biggest spike is the last week of the year, week 51 and 52, followed by the first week of the year. And then the spring break, second week of April, is like the highest.
What's the first week of April look like?
First week of April was not terrible. Like, actually, in 2023, the second week of April was the highest, much higher than 2022. It was kind of the only week, other than Christmas this year, was actually higher than 2022. I'm looking at that. And the first week of January 2023 was higher than 2022. But other than that, 2022 was slightly higher almost every category. I mean, really? Every week since then. There's a few spikes where 2023 was higher, but spring break was way bigger last year in 2022, I should say, than 2023, except for the second week of April. That was the only exception. Second and third week, I guess. But the lowest week, by far, was the first week of September, Labor Day.
Of course.
Week 35 of the year, first week of September, crowd levels were at a 2 to 3, depending on the day and park, out of 10. The following week, week 36, it only hit a 3 that week.
Mm-hmm.
And
September is still the deadest month, even though it's busier than it once was.
So Labor Day is a great time to go. I'm sure that it spikes some for that day, but for the most part,
not much. No,
yeah,
it's like the least busiest holiday for Disney.
Yeah, and that's like consistent.
Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I feel like it's a combination of kids have been in school for a very short period of time at that point.
Yeah,
and it's still hot.
Right.
So people don't have a lot of motivation.
Yeah. I think it's like down here, kids go back in August. And I think in the Northeast, it's mostly like around that Labor Day time period. So it's like when they're just starting school, you're not going to immediately take them to Disney on the first day of school.
Because everybody used to be basically right after Labor Day.
Right.
I used to go. Yeah. I used to. Summer break ended like the day after Labor Day.
But remember, Iger was talking about how 4th of July, like, oh, it was 100 degrees. That's why. But it was still fairly high.
Yeah.
It was like a 5. Where yeah, 2022 but... was about a 6. So it was slightly lower than 2022, but not that much lower.
I think we all knew when he said that it was a totally corporate answer.
So. It was, yes. But look at this. The second week of July was a full point lower than 2022. But look at this, too. December, this in 2022, was much higher. Early December was much higher than 2023. But then the last 2 weeks of the year, 2023, was higher than 2022. But anyway, overall, they kind of track. The spikes are the same. The drops, the dips are the same. So if this is any indication of what 2024 will be like, I would highly recommend going in May if you could, or June.
June is usually a pretty good month. If you can deal with the heat.
Yeah. It's not as bad until you get to like June. July uh-huh. is August is probably the worst.
Yeah, August.
September is still bad, but
well,
I mean,
August is Halloween time. Don't you know that?
Yeah, right. The harvest season in Florida. So let me just do a few high level stats here too. Crowd level for last year averaged 5.5 over the entire year out of 10.
Okay. I really question how they base this because every time I see the wait times, they're some of the worst that I've ever seen. So are they just not as efficient as they used to be?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too. There's a lot of downtime.
How are they measuring these things? Because how long you have to wait in line is a big thing for most folks.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom averaged a 5.05 in 2023 out of 10. So it's about, halfway, 5. So it's moderate, I guess. Last year in 2022, it was 5.54, so about a half point higher. Epcot was down significantly this year. 4.9 was the average.
Really?
And last year, it was 5.6.
It's probably because half the year, there was walls up.
Yeah.
More than half.
I mean, 2022 was probably even worse, but Guardians opened. That made so maybe that was the point, that helped. Hollywood Studios is also down. It was 6.5 last year, which was higher than Magic Kingdom's crowd level percentage-wise. It was a 6.5 in 2022. 2023, it was 5.38. So a full point and some change less.
What is this according to?
Basically crowd calendar data.
Okay. Yeah.
Crowd calendar data. So I don't know if this came from touring plans or not, but something like that, where it's like
it's a metric where people are measuring actual crowd.
Okay. And Animal Kingdom average in 2022 was 6.4. 2023 was 5.57. So
sure,
everything was down pretty significant, except Magic Kingdom was the least
affected
difference. Yeah. The rest are about a full point down, whereas Magic Kingdom was about a half point.
So what I have to say about that is, obviously, crowd-wise, you're not really going to notice a full point most of the time.
Yeah, the difference between a 5 and a 6 is not a huge amount, right? I mean, it's not...
you're still having to wait a long time if you're not...
If you're not buying Genie and all the other stuff, But it just it does show that attendance did drop last year.
Yeah.
Last year being 2023, which we thought so. I mean, because definitely there were times where it was way lower than, like when we went in...
Certain times.
June. I think we went in June, and it was very low crowds.
When I went in June...
Was it June? I think it was June.
I don't remember anything particularly, like, spectacularly low.
I think it was mid-June. I mean, it wasn't like... September low, but it was like, oh, this is very manageable. Like, it was not that bad at all.
Oh, I have never seen anything ever again like September 20 years ago.
Well,
Yeah. Never seen anything close. Even September now is nothing like September.
Well, yeah, September 2001 was really low.
Yeah, but even before that, like September, the first time I went in September was in 2000, and that was low.
Yeah.
We're talking Rock and Roller Coaster, 5-minute wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Get ride it till you throw up.
Pretty much. James and I did ride it like 6 times in a row.
Wow. Isn't there a story where Steven Tyler rode it like 12 times a day or something like that? I forgot what it was.
Once upon a time? I don't know.
He probably couldn't do that now.
I was going to say he didn't do that in his 70s, did he?
Yeah. No, this was probably when it opened back in 99 or something.
He has ridden it more recently, though. I remember seeing the story. I can't remember how many years ago it was.
Yeah, I do recall a story not that long ago where he was there.
I'm really surprised they still have it themed to this, but I'm kind of glad they do because I don't know what they would do with it otherwise.
Yeah. All right, let me quickly read. Magic Kingdom, more than half the weeks in 2023 were lighter than expected, 28 out of 52 weeks. So I assume this what means that the crowd prediction was higher than it actually was. That's what they're saying.
Is it?
There were 2 weeks that had the exact same crowd level as 2022.
Just 2 weeks?
Just two.
Hmm.
And then 15 weeks where the crowd level was higher than 2022. The entire month of May, if you look at the bar graph here, the entire month of May was way lower than 2022. But yeah, Memorial Day also is a great holiday to go, by the way.
Really?
I don't know why, but historically it's been much lower. Not as bad, not as low as, Labor Day, but.
I really think the current Disney goer is attempting at least to go when they've heard that it's lower crowds.
Yeah.
And cooler weather. I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
That people are looking for.
Well, so many people still show up for the holidays. It's insane.
Right. I feel like it's probably break. And the Halloween party even.
Yeah.
People want to make sure they get a piece of that. So
the crowds seem to be the heaviest during the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then spring break, like March, April, spring break.
I feel like if you were able to pick that week before Thanksgiving or maybe just leading into Thanksgiving, you probably stand a chance of it being lighter and still get Christmas stuff,
yeah.
Some Christmas stuff.
Yeah, let me look at Magic Kingdom really quick for November. There was one big spike, and that was Thanksgiving week this year was way higher than 2022. Well, I say way higher. It was like a whole point. It was 7 versus 6, but
that's pretty significant.
A couple other things I wanted to read. Epcot, 29 out of 52 were lighter than expected. 3 weeks had the same crowd level as 2022. 12 weeks were heavier than 2022. And May and June were much lighter than expected. 3 of the heaviest weeks were the last week of the year, the first week of the year, and spring break. Those were the 3 heaviest for Epcot. The lightest weeks were Labor Day, of course, that week. And what is week 20? Like, that would be basically right before Memorial Day. That was May. It was like right before Memorial Day. And then the week before that, so May, the lowest. So I wonder if this year we'll track on that, where May is the lowest. I will say, speaking of that 35% discount, I was looking at Coronado, and there was definitely outer building rooms sub 200.
Wow.
And even tower rows were around 250.
Really?
During the week. Maybe even partial weekend where it was about 255, something like that. So that's pretty low because when it first opened, we got 170, I think.
I thought it was like 199.
So we had 175 maybe, something like that. It was in the 170s.
It was sub 200 when it first came out.
Yeah.
What I remember about that was it was 2019.
Yeah.
And I was originally scheduled to do one of the value resorts, but when that first opened,
heck yeah, man,
for the tower, and it was such a good deal, I switched it.
Yeah. Totes.
So
All right, let me quickly. Hollywood Studios, 18 out of 52 weeks were lighter than expected. Yeah. 2 weeks were exactly the same as 2022. 8 weeks were heavier than 2022. Entire month of May was lighter than expected. August and September were actually heavier than expected in Hollywood Studios. Three heaviest weeks were about the same. First week of the year, last week of the year, and that spring break week in March. Lightest week, same. Let's see. Okay. Animal Kingdom. 24 out of 52 were lighter than expected. 13 were heavier than expected. 2 weeks were the same. Yeah. Heaviest weeks. Actually, Animal Kingdom, funny, the heaviest weeks were not last week of the year, interestingly. But the first week of the year was. Wonder why the last week wasn't. There was a huge spike in Animal. Earth Day. Must be Earth Day.
Okay. Maybe.
Why is it so high? When is Earth Day? April 20th? It's like something like that.
I think it's funny how people have these like special days or whatever that they just feel like they always have to be somewhere. Just crazy.
It's weird. Oh, maybe it was the anniversary date too. Because it was this one week in April.
Well, it is. April the, what day is that? The 20th, I think.
I wonder if that was it. But anyway, it's a week in April where it was.
22nd. Like, April 22nd. That's Earth Day, right?
Yeah, something like that.
That's also when
420
Animal Kingdom opened. It was April 22nd, 1998, if I'm not mistaken.
Not sure if this is the week, but there was one week in April where Animal Kingdom was a 10 for some reason. Not sure why. But anyway, that must have been it.
There was nothing too significant about that particular anniversary.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just Earth Day people show up. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, in 2023, it would have been 25 years, so maybe that's it.
Yeah. If this gives us a peek into the current trend, I would say go in May or go in September.
If you're looking for lower crowds or the prospect of lower crowds, no May guarantees.
What are you saying? May would probably have the better weather, I think. September is probably still too hot.
September, I think the main reason for the dip there is the fear of potential hurricanes.
Right, it's full-on hurricane season, yeah.
And May is probably because school's not quite done.
Usually the last month of school for a lot. Or
well, obviously, 27 years ago this year is not a good indication. But 97, we went in early May.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And it was not too bad. I think the only thing that might have made a difference there would be if it was because it was the 25th. Anniversary still going on.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the 25th anniversary had started in October of 96. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like that's probably why. I mean, both months are probably lower because of the school situation where it's the last month of school, first month of school for most or average. But I'm going to look really quick at early May, that first week of May, and just see what rates I can get real quick.
It would probably be a decent time. I want to say when we did it again, almost 27 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like May the 8th, somewhere in that range. May 7th or 8th was the initial day.
Yeah, late April is a good time as well, because right after the spring break crowds.
Yeah, that was actually when somebody got a completion, if I'm not mistaken, because it was one of those deals where the potential for needing late hours met with the crowds actually dying off. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so first week of May, I'm looking at a Sunday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that jumps out at me is All-Star Movies I can get for $118.
Yeah.
Caribbean Beach, $205.
Wow.
That's unheard of.
What kind of room is that, though?
Let's take a look.
It's probably a Well, they don't have pirate rooms anymore.
Former pirate rooms. What are they now? Mermaid rooms?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see what it is. It is. It's a standard view. It's just a standard view, two queen bed.
For sure. Okay.
Standard view with fifth sleepers only $218. Water pool view fifth sleepers $233.
Sit.
Not bad at all. Let me go back and look at. because Coronado looked really cheap too. So, I mean, like I said, first week of May, this is a great time to go. All right. Animal Kingdom Lodge, $335.
I've gotten a pool view for less than for around that price.
Wow. Well, Pop Century, $156. A Fort Wilderness Cabin, $340.
Even though they're going to be DVC by in. Are they all finished? They closed down certain ones.
Yeah, I don't know if all of them are, but.
Okay.
But Polynesian, $671. That's the lowest I've seen that. I hardly ever see it available.
Well, I should just jump right on it.
Yeah. French Quarter, $270. Beach Club, $428. Contemporary, $402.
Wait a minute. French Quarter, the best rate you could find was $270. It must be because it's a little more popular.
Let me see if it shows me what it is.
Saratoga. Does it show anything for Saratoga?
I'm still looking. Art of Animation, $224. I wonder if that's the Mermaid Room, though. $525 for Boardwalk. A Boardwalk Villa for $596. Grand Floridian, $534. Saratoga, $309.
That's not bad. $309 are actually really good for those type of accommodations.
Kidani Village, $335.
Not bad.
Old Key West, $313. Beach Club Villa, $575.
No.
The fact that all of these are available is also kind of amazing to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, not bad.
Some of them, just for what you get, I still consider it overpriced. The average person, though, looking at this is not going to know that because they haven't been there.
Yeah, the French Quarter room is only discounted $30, so it's a standard view for $270. That's by far not.
And they're not discounting that one as much because it's popular.
Right, yeah.
And they don't have to.
Not at all. Let me see really quick what this Coronado room is that's available. It's a water view, outer building. The tower is $265.
Water view.
It's usually slightly higher than, anyway. So yeah, May. Go in May. It's a great time.
Even the outer buildings at Coronado are one of the better deals on property just because if you're on. I mean, they're decent as far as size goes. Your only negative really is the distance to travel between places to get back to the main building or what have you.
Wow. So even Memorial Day week, if you go Sunday before Memorial Day through Thursday, $202 at Coronado for a standard view. That's outer building. Tower is $268. Still not bad, but it's a little higher than, you know, because of the holiday probably, but $202 for a outer building is really hard to beat. $140 for All-Star. This is Memorial Day week. All the All-Stars are $140.
All of them?
All of them. All three of them are available. Coronado at $202. Pop Century at $176. Riverside at $217, Animal Kingdom Lodge at $339, Caribbean Beach at $215.
What about the suite at Musics? The suites at Musics.
All right, let me see. All Star Music. Let's take a look. Which I do want to try one of those. Actually, we stayed next to one. Also, I was going to say, if you get a preferred room there, sometimes you're next to one of those family suites. Family suites not available, but the pass holder rate it says.
Okay.
The preferred room is $160. Anyway, that's the best deals I've seen in a while. But as I said earlier in the show, I think 2025, you're going to see even better discounts because there's nothing happening in 2025 at Disney.
You might even see an adjustment in 2024 because for the
possibly
first at least 6+ months, there's not going to be anything new.
Yeah, I mean, other than maybe the Festival Center opening at Epcot, like, what else is there?
But the Festival Center is kind of like it's not an attraction, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No one goes there. I mean, it's not going to be like, oh, the draw, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's not a draw. It's just going to be it's makeup. It's lipstick on the current.
Pig.
Yeah, lipstick on the pig, I guess, right, type deal.
Yeah. I am curious what Disney's, I feel like the crowd levels are going to start dropping more this year than last year during the spring, summer.
And even though it's not bad, I don't think people are particularly super impressed by, what was it, Luminous. I don't think there've been...
Yeah.
I don't think the hype has carried.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Universe will be next summer, so I think we're going to see huge discounts at Disney next summer because I don't think they have anything else that they can throw at people to say, hey, come to Disney, other than a discount.
Sure.
So 2025 might be the lowest crowds you'll see in a long time.
Might be the time.
Might be. So, but if you really want to go to Disney, I wouldn't hold off going this year if you go in the spring or summer. Or September if you want to risk the hurricane.
Well, you have two things. The discounts are pretty good for room, and theme park tickets are only going to go up. They've never gone down. So,
yeah.
I've never heard of them going down.
Right. That's true. So, who knows what they'll do next year.
They may hold steady for a while, but they always eventually go up.
Yeah. They kind of go up a little every year, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I haven't heard anything about an increase this year.
Not yet, but they kind of do. They used to do it in February. The pass holder, they used to jack it
right
in February. So we'll see if that still happens.
I honestly, given everything that's transpired, I half expect them to hold steady. But we'll see. Yeah, or close to it.
There was one last thing that I was going to mention. I actually don't really know how I'm going to talk about this now that I think about it, but. There's a hidden picture game called I Found It, Disney Edition, that we found on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, it's basically like a giant map of different Disney scenes, almost like a Where's Waldo of Disney, different characters, different themes, areas. And you pull out a card, and it has an object or something on it, and you have to find as many of those as you can in a minute. And then, you know, you're racing against Maleficent at the top of the map, you know, whatever. Anyway, my son, apparently, I guess this is a thing, actually. He said he saw this on YouTube, like some vlogger was doing it or something, where they took those cards into the park with them, and played a little game in the park of like, ooh, who can find this thing? Almost like a scavenger hunt. So my oldest son wants to do this next week when we go. And he's thinking, oh, let's do like a little prize or something for whoever finds the most of them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we may try that. We'll see if we decide to or not. I'll report back on that. I thought it might be something. Might be interesting. Might be fun. But it's just something you can do if you're bored. I don't know why you'd be bored at Disney, but might be kind of cool. All right, so I think with that, we're just going to wrap it up this week. Where on the interwebs can we be found?
Well, you have Instagram and X. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That's just shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we have a YouTube channel as well, which I haven't really updated very much lately, but hopefully I'll do that again soon. Where can we find all that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com. And we also have Travel Agent Friend on our website. You can find her info there if you want help planning your next Disney vacation. So for John, my name is Adam, and this has been Traveling with a Mouse, and we hope you'll join us on our next trip.
That's right.
Around the world.